This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Two more special elections on June 12th will give political observers their next glimpse into which way the political winds may be blowing in Wisconsin this year. Patty Murray reports on one of those races, the contest for the first state Senate district in northeast Wisconsin.
The first state Senate district spans all or parts of six counties in northeastern Wisconsin. It's been held by Republicans for years, including most recently by former state Senator Frank Lassay. When Lassay left in December for a job in Governor Scott Walker's administration, Walker resisted calling a special election to replace him. He relented after he was ordered to by a court. David Helpap is a political scientist at UW Green Bay. He says this race will be viewed as a bellwether.
3 or 4 months ago, I did not think all the talk of this blue wave was actually like going to be legitimate, but it seems like the signs are pointing that way, and we'll have to see to what degree the wave hits. Is it going to be something that's kind of sort of nice and calm, or is it actually going to be something that's very notable?
The special election pits Republican Andre Jock against Democrat Caleb Frostman. Jock is a four-term incumbent in the state assembly. Frostman was head of the Door County Economic Development Corporation until the end of April. Frostman is a newcomer to state politics. He's running on his economic development credentials and on job creation.
And at the jobs that our state is courting and incenting are quality jobs, that they have the opportunity to live a dignified life, a living wage, roof over their head, food on their table, access to affordable health care.
Frostman says he's concerned about the state's commitment to electronics manufacturer Foxconn.
I would be hopeful that Wisconsin companies would get a shot. I'm not as optimistic that that's going to be the case, but it's highly concerning on the size and the fact that we, I think, kind of gave away the farm without negotiating from a position of strength in this one.
Andre Jock was first elected to the assembly in 2010. Jock won a mid-May primary against another Republican. He says he's also focused on jobs, like Frostman.
The things that he's touting are the things that I've worked on in the legislature in terms of worker training, in terms of barriers to full participation in our economy and broadband expansion, and the things that, you know, he's taking credit for are many times state programs that I was a co-author of or helped initiate.
Jock says he helped reduce red tape to help a local cheese business stay in Two Rivers.
They provide your breaded cheese curds that you'll find just about anywhere here in the state of Wisconsin, whether that's your A&W or your local bar.
Governor Walker has warned repeatedly about a blue wave at the polls this fall, meaning Democrats could take control of Congress or state government. In January, Democrat Patty Schottner won a special election for a western Wisconsin state Senate district long held by Republicans. Helpap says it's possible the same scenario could play out in northeastern Wisconsin.
And I don't think you would see the governor kind of continually referencing this blue wave if he didn't have at least some concern there.
The special election for the 1st Senate District and another for the 42nd Assembly District in southeast Wisconsin will be held on June 12th. Both contests could be setting the stage for rematches. That's because whoever wins the seats would have to run again in November if they want to keep them. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.